The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Quick like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, missed a lot of good stuff. Glenn Davis talks soccer.
Was Twitter too quick to roast Steven Strasburg?
Yes, but isn't Twitter always too quick?
I think so, but I typed in, I was like, well, let me see what the people are saying about Strasburg. And I looked last night, and mostly it was just, you know, Tanner Roark's going to pitch the game. And then when I was prepping the show today, I was like, well, I'll see what the people are saying now. And it was mostly Cubs fan tweeting about what a lady genital that Steven Strasburg was, and he was scared of the Cubs lineup, which, by the way, the Cubs lineup hadn't been exactly raking this postseason, neither of the Nationals.
Right.
Steven Strasburg's line so far, 4 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, no runs allowed, and the Nationals lead 1-0. Jake Arrieta, the starter for the Cubs, out of the game. His pitch count got way up
early. Yeah, well, they loaded. I saw they loaded the bases. Did not get anything.
Got nothing.
Yeah, so.
But they ran the pitcher.
Yeah,
well. John Lester's in now for the Cubs. He of the can't throw over to first base. And that's always it. Basically, if you get on base with John Lester, you can steal second.
Mott said, I think the Twitter preamble speech decision has put a sour mood over today's show. I apologize for bringing the people down.
Way to go.
It's just something I'm considering. Of course, you made him laugh with the cocaine photo. Did you see the latest that chick came out and said basically she was planning all along to
just screw him over?
Yeah.
God, women are the worst.
You cannot trust them. You cannot trust them.
These hoes ain't loyal, Fred. Your strippers ain't loyal. I don't know how the saying goes.
This is a problem.
You want the audio? She was on Dan Levitard's show this morning.
What is this, like just a fame grab?
Well, yeah, of course it is.
Sort of. So she gives her a reason why she did it and how they met.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do care about Chris. This isn't I hate Chris type of situation at all, because he is a good person. But unfortunately, an example had to be made about the system. And unfortunately, he was the example used. I mean, it just is what it is.
Did you love him?
I cared about him. Love is a very strong word. I care about him. I still do. He was a good guy. He was a caring guy. Like I said, it's not that I have anything against him. I have something against the system and how it's ran. That's what I have an issue with.
How and where did you meet?
Hello?
How and where did you meet, Kiana?
Yes, he was calling for entertainment. He just wanted someone to basically do his stuff off of, if that makes sense. Like, some people like using girls for personal, like, human platters, if that makes any sense. Like, people like to do blowing stuff between in areas such as that.
Well, there's her 15 seconds
what,
of fame.
What is she trying? I mean, he had to be made an example of what? Like, what system are they talking about?
I guess people with money and power getting away with stuff, I guess. I'm guessing.
Like, isn't that what strippers rely on for their living? Like, I feel like the strippers board or whatever they are, whatever they're, I mean, they got.
Oh, no, she's a model, AJ.
What? She sounds like an escort.
Yeah.
But usually, like, strippers, escorts, they, you know, often, I would think they fall under the same governing body.
Yeah.
And I feel like they, you know, as collectively bargained by strippers and hoes, they would appreciate that rich guys can get away with doing a bunch of stuff that other people can't, because often they're the ones benefiting. Like, now business is going to go down for female human coke platters. That's, I mean, there's a lot of chicks making their living as female human coke platters, and now there's less. Why? Why have you forsaken the other hoes and strippers?
This is why I don't trust people anymore. I mean, if you can't trust your side piece.
If you can't trust someone you pay to give, like, she's essentially an escort. And the reason why rich men, you know, I always wonder this, why rich men get caught with hookers.
Because it's easier. I mean, because, you don't want to have to deal with.
Because hookers keep their mouths shut. If you hook up with some random chick at the bar, she's going to tell her friends about it. You know, she's going to be like, oh, my yeah. God, guess who I met last night? Oh, he's the offensive line coach for the Dolphins. So, oh.
So I met A.J. Hoffman last night. Right. It was so awesome. Yeah.
You know what hookers do? They say nothing about what they did last night. They did.
I did good business last night.
Yeah. Hey, last night was a success. And hopefully this rich guy keeps coming back and snorting coke off me, because that's like the easiest money you can make.
And she, like, probably gets coke out of the deal.
I mean, give me a break. Who's burying that party boat? I feel like the other strippers and hookers are probably very upset about this.
Well, she certainly killed her own business.
Yeah. No one's trusting her anymore.
No.
I mean, what's she going to do? Write a book about the time the Dolphins offensive line coach did coke off of her? Ooh. That's not exactly a bestseller, honey. you just knocked the wheels off of your cash cow. I don't get it.
I mean, she is a stripper, so she's not very bright.
And, well, she's claiming it's political and stuff, but I think she just was looking for attention.
Is it because he's white? That's why she burned him?
Yeah. And that there's a double standard, because he can do coke, but players can't kneel. Come on.
Why can't we have, like, that's the one thing that I feel like blacks and whites and Hispanics, everybody agrees on. Hoes should be a trusted resource of silence. This breaks the hoe code for sure. Everybody talks about the bro code. There's a hoe code too. Yeah. This breaks the hoe code for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm against that.
I feel bad for, I don't feel bad for Chris Forster, because he's an idiot.
Yeah. Now let's be clear.
There's two separate things here.
This guy sending a video like that is just stupid. It's just like sending a picture of your junk to somebody.
Yeah.
You don't do that. Yeah.
Like, let's have some common sense here. But you do feel like, you know, when you hook up with a paid escort, whatever you guys do, you don't expect her to be on the Dan Lebatard show the next day talking about it.
Exactly.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah.
Man. Well, it's...
Well, I know, he's stupid.
The world's in shambles.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly. What did you expect?
We've got hookers now going on sports talk shows talking about what their guys like to do. I mean, there's no safe places anymore.
I wonder how they booked her.
I don't know. She probably called them.
Maybe
she's in Miami. It's the Dan Lebatard show.
She's in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but since he's Miami.
Gotcha.
But I'm sure they just dialed us. Yes, this is the escort service. Yeah, we want the untrustworthy hoe. Yeah. Now, I'm sure she's got a publicist now. She's trying to get attention. That's all this is. It's attention. And it's worked. Although, notice we didn't mention her name, so it hadn't worked that well. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, I think this guy's a complete freaking idiot, though. I don't want to excuse him for being stupid.
Moron.
Yeah. There's... Well, let's be honest. I'm going to put this on him, because if he's not sending her videos of him doing coke and talking about her, then she can't screw him over.
There's no proof, right?
Exactly. Exactly. She can come out and say that, and nobody's going to believe her.
I mean, just an idiot.
Yeah.
What, like,
oh, well. Hey, it's one of the odds.
That's the other thing. Like, if you hang out with a hooker, don't save her number in your phone, because all it's going to do is cause you to do something dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a one-time deal. That's why you should never have, like, oh, my go-to hooker.
Well, apparently,
it's a bad call.
Apparently, though, they were seeing each other. At least she claims it was an example.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
She claims it was a relationship.
You should never let it get to that.
Oh, no, not with an escort. No. Well,
when that was a thing in the Old West, where there was like one whorehouse in the town, and, you know, there's like maybe 10 hookers and 200 guys. You know, you find your favorite one and you're like, okay, you're my girl, but you also understand that she's 10 other dudes' girl too.
Right, at least 10. Probably 25 or 30.
In Vegas, you shouldn't have like a go-to chick that you pay to have sex with you, or chick that you pay to do coke off. I feel like you could go to Vegas and find, like, you could pick up one of those whore trading cards, Fred. They're all over the strip.
Oh, yeah, you could get a whole deck.
You call,
take your choice.
Yeah, there's a new card every time you go to Vegas. You find a new girl, say, hey.
They're like Pokemon cards.
I found your card. You gotta snort them all. You find a new girl, a new hooker card, and you say, hey, I've never snorted coke off you before. Maybe we can work something out. It's not like with hookers you have to have like an existing relationship to make that work. That's where this guy messed up. Also, he messed up by doing drugs. That's bad.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing coke.
Hiring hookers, that's bad. But still, I mean, he went. If you're going to do those bad things, you've got to do it sensibly, and he just didn't.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN.
Fools.
Yeah, we'll get to your phone calls next segment, I promise.
Fools, I say. Oh, you know who's not foolish? Me? Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Oh, them either.
No, they've got the solution to foolery. Not that kind of foolery, but if you've got a grayed out patio or a grayed out pool deck, well, they can help you out with that. With carved stone overlay, that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trowel hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you if you've got a blank space in the backyard. You want to start from scratch. They can do a functional concrete patio, or you want to go big boy and get an outdoor kitchen and patio cover. They can do that too, and they can help you on residential and commercial projects. And they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
This plays right into this next story.
Yeah?
Did you see the thing about Zach Brown of the Redskins?
I did not see that.
There's like a Layla Red 28K or Lala. I don't know. Basically, he tried to book this guy says, hello, my name is Jay. I run a management company for athletes and actors. One of my NFL clients came across your Twitter and would like to book you for a private event in D.C. Of course, flight and hotel are being taken care of, and you'll be generously compensated for your time. Feel free to email back or text more for details. So they set it up, and there's like a mediation agreement between this escort and Zach Brown. I don't know if there's an escort or if it's just a paid stripper, because I do feel like that's different. And there's an agreement that says, to whom this may concern, Kiara Rush, also known as Layla Red, agrees to not release any video, photos, evidence, or witnesses to any blogs, news outlets, etc., pertaining to the incident that happened between Kiara Rush, also known as Layla Red, and Zach Brown of the Washington Redskins. Both parties agree to the terms that Kiara Rush will be compensated $1,000 via bank transfer on October 6th for her services provided, and both parties have made an arrangement to settle this between an outside consult. So it's like a contract.
Right.
And they have this contract, and apparently he didn't pay. So
again,
she released all the information.
Once again, dumb.
Yeah.
She also released his phone number.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad look.
I'm sure it's disconnected by now.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
And wow. And a bank account number? I'm guessing, is that a routing number?
That's a bank account number, but that's from her handler. He says, she don't have bank. Can he send it to this account, SunTrust? It's an account we set up. I'll distribute her the funds. What's the amount he's going to send so I can let her know, and also when should we expect it? And the guy said, should be $1,000 by Friday. Check back with me Thursday for confirmation. Okay, great.
I don't know what the hell's happening with people. If you're going to do that, pay your tab, yeah. Right? What's wrong with that?
I don't get it. And Lele B is a big lady.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not healthy thick?
It's more than I'm into.
Yeah.
But I mean,
hey, that's okay.
People, and you know me, I'm into pretty thick. But like, my thickness level goes up there.
I always say it's a good thing that we have.
There's different strokes for different folks.
It's a good thing that we all have different tastes, or we'd all want the same chick.
Yeah. But
let's, can we get some calls on here? We got
much sure.
To weigh in on the strippers. Billy.
Well, calls about whores? Or
yes. Yes, Billy.
Excellent.
You're first. John, buddy, push the thing on Billy there.
Hello?
Hey, you're on, man.
Hey, now.
Hey, man. Hey, guys. Loving the commentary. Funny as hell.
Thank you, sir.
I was, you know, y'all were saying that, you know, this hooker is going to take down her industry or her income. I was wondering what y'all thought about, you know, now that this Miami coach has gotten caught. Do all coaches and owners and GMs, do they go through a drug screening? Do you feel like this might be the start of them having to do that now?
I think that they should be tested.
I think they should be too, but I don't think they will be.
No. I mean, I'm sure that there's policies with each team, but somebody brought it up yesterday. If you're coaching for the Colts and you test positive, you say, wait a minute, the owner did. What the hell?
Oh, Jesus. I made the foolish mistake of going to Layla's Twitter account.
Yeah.
I mean, it is incredibly graphic.
Oh, don't do that, because that was what Tyler walked in on me. I was scrolling through her Twitter feed, and there's stuff going in places.
Oh, yeah. There's like a video of her getting railed, and it's like, you want to see the whole thing?
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't.
No, I don't either.
Oh, God. All right, let's try Q. Q, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, sports, Q.
Hey, I got a random question. I've been smoking a little bit today, but I saw on ESPN that the Penguins got invited to the White House and went to the White House for the championship. And a random question is, let's say like the Toronto Maple Leafs or Blue Jays or Raptors won the championship, do they still go to the White House, or do they go to like the Canadian president's house? Is there a Canadian president? Well,
there's a
like
prime
a
minister. No, there's a prime minister.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. I've been smoking. So what's the answer? Like, what happens?
Well, the good news is no Canadian hockey team will ever win the Stanley Cup again.
Stop
so
it. Leafs are winning it this year.
You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, geez, that's a horrible thing for you to see.
But the
did the Jays go when they won the series?
They were invited to the White House by the first President Bush in his last month in office. But I don't think I don't know that they went.
Well, because they got a lot of American players, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
The Raptors have a lot of American players, and the NBA. Well, both those leagues are technically American sports leagues. I know Canada claims hockey because it's Canada. But the NHL has...
So, yes, the Blue Jays did go.
Okay. So there you go. Now, if a Canadian-based team won in hockey, I wonder if they would go.
I think they would go.
I think so, too. Especially,
I think they would get invited.
Well, especially when the Leafs win because their best player is American.
Right.
There you go. Which is going to happen this year.
In 2039.
Stop it. You're just mad because you're damn...
because they made it to the finals.
Your Predators made it to the finals and didn't win.
That's okay. Hmm. I mean, listen, Fred, I know you're excited because your team finally is like a playoff contender. It's very exciting.
It is exciting, yes.
But that is, just because you make the playoffs doesn't mean you get to go visit the White House.
Well... they're gonna do much better than that, and they've sucked for so long. I'm entitled to be excited. This is like I compared them all along to the 2015 Astros last year. It's like they were ahead of schedule.
Right.
The only difference is the Astros kind of took a step back last year. They went out and did what the Astros did this year. They got a couple of stud veterans, and they're gonna be the Astros this year.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be a happy dude when both teams win championships.
All right.
In fact, then I might do something cool on air if that happens. All right, Charles, go.
Yes, Charles speaking. I'd like to make a couple of comments about this this thing that Trump started with the NFL players and the other professional sports players, this kneeling thing or standing thing to the national anthem.
Okay.
It seems to me that this is some type of ploy. Something else is going on with that, because to me, if you were that concerned about players kneeling to the national anthem, people being patriotic, why don't you start back with the school system? Yeah, I can remember when I was in school, we had to say the Pledge of Allegiance and say a prayer every morning. You know, I still remember the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, why start with the NFL players? Because most of those cats was not in school during that time when you had to do that. It was taken out of school, prayer and pledge allegiance. Now, to me, if you were serious about people being patriotic, that's where you would start. You would start with these youngsters, and that way, when they get older, they would naturally stand for the national anthem, like I do when I go to a sporting event.
Charles,
you don't have to tell me.
You want me to let you in on a secret, Charles?
Yes.
I don't think Donald Trump gives one single damn about whether or not people are standing for the national anthem, but the people who follow him, his base, those people care, and he's gotten them to care. So now he's playing it up. That's politics. I mean, I can't imagine that Donald Trump loses any sleep over what's going on in the NFL. I don't think he cares at all, but he knows that his supporters care, and that's the political game that exists, and he's playing it. So I don't think he's, because if he went after kids at school, no one would pay attention to it. So he's going after something that people are paying attention to, and his people are eating it up. It's simple.
I have nothing. I think I'm like a lot of our listeners. I'm just tired of that whole
stuff. You're tired of the conversation.
Yeah. I just, you know, when I hear something new, maybe I'll be interested, but I haven't heard anything new in 2 weeks. So.
You didn't hear now, sir. Did you see that the Cowboys had a team meeting, and apparently they are none too happy with what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's been talks of like full-on revolt. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know that I believe it would happen, but they had a players meeting, and apparently everybody's really pissed off. But I'm excited to watch what happens before. Normally, I could care less what happens pregame if people stand or sit. But now I'm interested in what happens pregame on the Cowboys game.
Okay.
I love when you do that, Fred.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're trying to engage me in a conversation that I'm tired of. I have nothing to offer on this.
Okay. Well, let's just pretend it's not a story.
No, you can. That's a great thing. That's why there's two of us here. You can talk about it till you're blue in the face.
Okay.
And it's fine.
That's what makes the show work.
Yeah, but you're trying to engage me in something that I have no interest in.
Okay.
And I've told you that, and I continue to tell you that. If something happens Sunday and it becomes a big story, and there is a revolt,
no, you won't. Great. You're going to pretend like you don't want to talk about it then either.
No, if players get kicked off the team or don't start because of it, that's a story. But talking about maybe players revolting, that's not a story to me. And I could be wrong. I think a bunch of our listeners are sick of this stuff too. They hear it all day long on every single show. And I see it all day long on ESPN.
You know what the big hot topic was when I started in sports radio, Fred? Steroids in baseball. I hated it because I didn't care. It didn't matter to me. I was actually pro steroids. I liked it.
I'm still pro steroids. I agree with you.
People called every single day wanting to talk about steroids in baseball. It's just kind of,
and that's fine. And if guys call and want to talk about that particular subject, you can address it. And if I hear something in there that I think, wow, I hadn't thought of that, cool, I'll jump in. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's just, but, and part of it is I spent a lot of time the last few days watching NFL Network and to a lesser extent ESPN and trying to keep up and get highlights and find out what's going on. And that's all they're talking about. And it's everybody's, there's a lot of fake opinions going on too. So
my question would be, if every player on the Cowboys decides to take a knee, what do you think Jerry Jones would do?
Probably nothing. And that would be them defying him, and now you've got a bigger issue, and then that's worth discussing if that happens.
I hope it happens.
So Ignacio says, oh, come on, we listen to you talk about hockey and engage AJ in the real. This topic is sweeping the nation. We did about 8 seconds of hockey. We've done at least 5 segments on this week.
Nestor says, you knew damn well we'd look up her Twitter page. Well played, sir. Can never unsee that. I told you don't do it. I made it pretty obvious. I told you exactly what was there, and I told you was a large woman. But
how often do they – the shark picture. We tell them you don't want to see the shark picture. What do people do? They come and say, I want to see the shark picture.
Hey, it's like being a dude. You tell somebody don't smell that, they'll smell it because you tell them not to do something, and they'll do it anyway. Well, they need the proof.
That's not my fault. That's on you, bro.
Yeah, we both told them not to do that.
I tried to tell you. You tried to tell me about donating my car.
Longhorn Dimitri gets another one. Since you're tired of standing during the anthem topic, let's talk about Jordan and LeBron. Who's better? Yeah, let's throw Vince Young and Tim Tebow in that conversation too. Case Keenum.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill?
Should Jeff Bagwell be in the Hall of Fame? Oh, man, damn it. That's ruined, huh?
Yeah.
We lost.
Should Craig Biggio be in the...
We lost one there with that Jeff Bagwell one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad.
Should the Astrodome be turned into a...
Astrodome.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, Zhong Li, champion. All right, guys.
Strasburg, through six, a shutout. He just threw the ball into the stands. He's feeling it. I'm telling you, he's taking a big fat dump on everybody on Twitter. Every Cub fan who called him a lady part.
Interesting. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And that's something I love talking about because... It's just a really cool school where they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And a lot of these kids had to get jobs to support their family, or maybe they had transportation trouble getting to school. Well, Houston Can Academies works around that, and they give them a second chance. And so many of them go on to do great things and graduate and go on to be a big part of our community. And it's all because of the donations that come from you guys. And by donations, I mean your vehicles. And the Blitzers continue to step up. And maybe if you've got a car that was flooded and you don't know what to do with it now, well, give them a call, and they will come and get it. They're going to tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get a $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. Car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and get it. 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. People having fun with this. Would the Rockets have won a championship if Jordan didn't take a break?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Is Matt Schaub elite from Lamont?
That's a good one. Is Joe Flacco elite?
Exactly. Should Andre Johnson be in the Hall of Fame? What if he knelt during the anthem during his career and did PEDs?
That's what we need. That's the conversation that we need.
Lauren, the real question is when the monkeys take over, will they kneel for the flag?
I don't think so.
I think the planet, when we have Planet of the Monkeys,
they'll have their own flag.
Yeah.
And we'll kneel to it, or we'll suffer the consequences.
Exactly. I think they're going to kill us all, so it won't matter.
I don't doubt that one bit.
And Mom says, you guys need to talk about realistic topics, like is Watson the MVP in freaking October? Well, you know what? I made fun of that, and then there were a whole bunch of stories that after four games, here's your MVP.
Yeah.
And I admit, we did that in the newspaper. I hated it when we did that.
I actually just went down to my truck in the last break to get Raheel had texted me earlier and was like, if you're not going to the game on Sunday, can I have your parking pass for the game? So I went down. I was like, yeah, I'll leave it on your desk.
Oh, so you're going barbecuing this weekend, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I'll be back on Sunday. I'm just not going to the Texans game this Sunday. I'm not fighting traffic to watch the Browns. I mean, I hate to say it. That's not professional of me to not cover them when they're playing the Browns, but I'm not covering the Browns. And one thing I noticed when I was pulling it off, this is game four at home, which means through 5 weeks, they're already going to be done with.
Well, they had three.
6 weeks, they're going to be done with half their home.
Well, yeah, because they opened at home and then they have three in a row here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that means the back half of the schedule is going to be road loaded. So I found that interesting.
Yeah. See, I feel like this subject has become the new Deflategate. I think it's way overdone by everybody, and that's why I'm just tired of it.
Well, at the end of the day, Deflategate had a pretty massive impact. Tom Brady got sat out for damn near all.
I know, but analyzing PSI and balls and all that stuff,
I don't care about
that. It was just too much.
I just care about the result.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. If something happens here, then I'm more than happy to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's all. Tyler's JJ going to be the same after back surgery? Well, no, because he's going to go and snap something else.
Yeah.
Terry. Let's do Terry. What's up, Terry?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
So, real quick comment. I called the other day and talked about this national anthem thing with AJ and Fred. You bowed out. And I think, Fred, you're doing exactly the right thing, just to let you know. And I don't really understand. My comment is, I really don't understand why you guys keep letting people in to talk about this subject on the kneeling or standing or whatever. You guys have a good sports show. And, yeah, you guys talk about silly stuff, and it's fun. That's what makes you so very fun, I think. But this is, like, way outside the bounds of sports. It really is. So that's my comment. I think y'all are doing a great job, AJ. I think it's obvious that you don't like President Trump, everybody that listens, and you don't like the people that support him. That's fine. But it's a weird way of, you know, running the show, I think, when y'all are talking about that. We've got so many good things to talk about with respect to sports these days, as Fred said. So I just would like you guys to keep it sportsy. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any. I mean, if you're a Trump supporter, I don't dislike people because they're Trump supporters. That's a lie, and that's an unacceptable lie. By the way, I have plenty of friends who are Trump supporters. I disagree with them, but to say that I don't like, and do I like Trump? No, I do not. I do not like the president, and that's, you know, everybody's got an opinion on that. But to say that I don't like Trump supporters, that is not a fair thing to say.
And I would also, you know, you said it's not sports. Unfortunately, it is.
It's bled
into the sports world. But and people do want to talk about it. And AJ's passionate about it. I'm not. That's cool. He can, you know, he can engage you guys. I frankly don't have anything to add on it until something happens. How far are you from finishing your barbecue tour?
This weekend. After this weekend, I'll have one spot left, and it's Franklin, which caught on fire. So I need them to reopen, and then I'll be done.
Well, what's the over-under on when that's going to happen?
Supposedly around Thanksgiving. Hmm. So as soon as they start, and like the way that I'm going to conquer Franklin because I'm not waiting in line for 6 hours or 7 hours.
Yeah.
So what the way to go around that is if you order 3 weeks in advance and you order at least 5 pounds of meat, you can skip the line, which I had already had my order in before. And
before the fire.
Yeah, they caught on fire and we didn't get to pick it up. So I got to make that order again and skip the line and go to Yeti and get my prizes.
Cool.
That's the plan anyway.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And when we come back, we've got a Zadot Jewelers Gem of the Day, which actually I have several to choose from. Let me let you pick.
You're gonna let me pick? I have a bad choice in topics.
No, nobody said that. That is not at all. See, now you know what you're doing. You're just making crap up.
I am.
Yeah,
I do.
All I said is that, hey, I'm more than happy for you to take this. I'm tired of it. That's cool. I can just turn it over to you. All it's right. Like an MMA interview where I just kind of sit here.
All right.
Or like when I have somebody on that you don't want to talk to. It's okay.
Like when you interview jockeys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, although actually that's not fair because usually you like to mess with the jockeys because they're little. When we do it in person.
Yeah.
When we're having like serious horse racing guys on.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have anything to say. Like I feel like I'm stupid if I say anything, so I just shut up.
Yeah, but there's also like when we used to have the Dynamo. You used to hang me out to dry whenever we had Dynamo players on.
You love talking to Dynamo players. You would always tell John right before the show when we were having a Dynamo player who'd always say, AJ, I got this.
No,
isn't that what he would say?
You know what? I would just assume I had to have it.
Do you remember when he would say that, John? I've got this.
And then we got that coach who spoke English but didn't speak English, and I'm the whole time.
The only one of us who understood British.
No, it wasn't that.
He wasn't even British.
No, whatever it was. Lucky Charms is whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was.
he was Scottish.
I didn't understand it, and Fred did. So he said, I've got this.
Fred did not understand it. But that's okay. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just bringing up the point that you used to hang me out to dry on those. Regardless, guys, doesn't matter if he hangs me out to dry. Doesn't matter if I don't want to talk about a topic because I'm just going to go home and sleep like a champ on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And I know a lot of you guys still need to get beds. Well, guess what? They're going to keep their promise. They're going to give you handcrafted, custom-fitted comfort and support, and you're going to save at least 50% off retail prices guaranteed. How about this? To help the people, because that's what Texas Mattress Makers is about. You could take 25% even more off when you visit the showroom. The offer is only for the showroom. All mattress sets, any type, including luxury, any memory foam options, just as long as it's in the showroom, that's 25% off the factory price. You're already saving 50% off of what you would do if you'd go anywhere else. And Texas Mattress Makers is Houston strong all day, night, and long. You're going to get the best in handcrafted, custom-fitted beds. And So you want to support local businesses like Uval too. They employ more than 100 people over on Navigation in Lockwood, and they're just good people. They're involved in the community, and they want to get you on a bed. And unlike some of these places that are jacking their prices up, man, they're cutting their prices just to make it easier for you. That's what they do. And that showroom is huge. There's plenty of mattresses to choose from there. Go by, say hello to Uval, say hello to Rachel, say hello to Lax. Tell them you're a Blitzer. They're going to take care of you. You get the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. You can visit them today at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer. That's Texas Mattress Makers.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm pretty stoked about this. Well, that's Breeders' Cup Day, but I'm pretty sure Blue Oyster Cult wouldn't come on till later. So maybe the races will be over by then.
That'll be the headliner,
I've probably seen them 15, 20 times. In a lot of different incarnations. The last time I saw him was about 5 or 6 years ago at Sam Houston Race Park. We had a blast. Speaking of bands, first I have to tell you, the journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida to see Houston take on, well, you know who, December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. Speaking of bands, I follow Warehouse Live on Twitter. And guess what they just tweeted? It's time tonight. The real ICP performing The Great Malenko in its entirety at Warehouse Live.
Tonight?
Insane Clown Posse.
Is Juggalo Trey going?
Juggalo Trey has to be
here right now, right?
He's outside.
Oh, well, he's
actually going to Barry's show tonight.
Man, that's love.
Yeah.
Juggalo Trey skipping the entire Great Malenko performed live. I mean, you don't get that. You don't get that very often. That's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. So kudos to for Juggalo Trey to go out and see Barry. And if you have a chance, go see Barry at the Improv tonight. It'll be a good deal.
It's going to be a big show. I wish I could go. But please get out there if you can. Yeah, this is a big deal for Barry.
Yep.
So, yeah, Insane Clown Posse. All right.
It's actually hot in here.
It is.
And Tyler's in that other room bitching about how cold it is. And usually he comes in here and, like, turns the heat or turns the AC down, but it's legit warm in here now.
Yeah, so I'm sorry he's going to have to freeze.
He's going to have to man up.
Yeah.
Boy, Bryce Harper's looked bad a couple times. Damn near every time I've looked up.
Still 1-0? What inning are they in?
I want to say the bottom.
Top of the eighth.
Top of the eighth. Okay.
So we'll have some of the show. We'll be on 94.1 today. Usually we do the whole 6 o'clock hour on 94.1, but the game's on over there right now. So as soon as it ends, we will jump on and be on both stations. But we will continue to be on 97.5.
You should make an announcement. Tyler should make an announcement that the Blitz will be airing at the what do they call it? When it's when something ends, but there's like a fancy radio word for it.
At the conclusion of this game.
Conclusion is a fancy word.
It's fancier than fancy ends. Word.
Yeah, when the game's over, we're going to go to them.
No. At the conclusion of tonight's game.
Please stay tuned for the conclusion of this baseball game when we will switch you over to the Blitz.
The regularly scheduled program.
Yes. Local program.
That's right.
The regularly scheduled local program.
Right. Has your boy wrote a big story about local programming on two stations?
I don't know.
Dave Barron?
I haven't paid attention. Honestly, man,
Did he talk to you about the map?
No, he hasn't.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that'd be in his wheelhouse, right?
You think it would be, yeah, but, you know, I'm just local programming, man.
Well, and now you're competition, so I don't know if he's going to reach out to you.
Which, by the way...
Well, I don't know that we're competition. Don't tell him, but yeah, we're competition. I'm going to kick their ass. Give me time.
By the way, I don't know if he's coming out for the eighth inning or not. But Strasburg has been a monster. He's at 106 pitches. And this is like, you know, he's got the flu and everything else.
Yeah.
Still came out and he's thrown 106. The bullpen, look at that. Who's throwing the bullpen for the Nats right now, Fred?
Me?
Nobody.
Exactly. I'm
so
a nobody.
He's going to come out for the eighth inning. He's given up 3 hits. He's walked 2, struck out 12.
Is that good?
I think that's good.
I'm not good at baseball.
I think that's good. I don't know for sure, but I do think that's good.
All right. We need to do very quickly a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. What is the most famous?
The Mona Lisa.
No, that's going to be a painting.
The Simpsons.
Good guess.
Okay.
When you think
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, at least now you're in the ballpark, sort of. I mean,
you
it's not
gonna say the most famous dinosaur.
No, I wasn't gonna say most famous dinosaur.
Okay. The Undertaker.
No. Now you're getting cold. Mm. How about this?
Barry Warner.
Warm.
Okay. Okay.
Well, now I have to tell you what it is.
Jeremy Lin.
No. Well, I don't know. If you think of Barry Warner as a tortoise and Jeremy Lin as a hare,
okay,
then you're in the ballpark.
Okay. The tortoise and the hare.
They actually did it in Thailand.
The tortoise and the hare.
Yes.
No, that was my guess for what we're going to talk about.
Yes, that's what we're talking
about. Yes!
You got it right.
Yes!
Barry Warner and Jeremy Lin. But apparently they actually did this in Thailand. They lined them up and raced them. And
spoiler alert, the hare won.
Well, no, the hare
in the real world, the hare didn't stop and smoke a cigarette and take a break.
Actually, the hare apparently had the yips.
Oh, he was scared to go?
Yeah. So There you go.
So did the tortoise win?
Tortoise won.
Oh, that's BS.
I know, it's not fair.
That would never happen in real life.
Well, the tortoise took off and the hare just sat there.
Did someone, like, shoot a gun to start the race?
No, and then they punch the hare into the tail, and then he stops. And here's your play-by-play. Tortoise is catching up. Tortoise looks very, very determined. He's showing grit and guile. And, yeah, the hare is basically doing what he did in the cartoon. He's stopping and having a cigarette. He's right in the middle. He's not moving. And your champion is, oh, he's going to make a move at the last second, but no.
This wasn't a very long race.
No, it was like 10 feet.
Oh, that's a garbage race. The tortoise is built for short distances. The hare.
No, the hare's built for the short distance. The hare's the sprinter. The tortoise is supposed to be the marathon runner.
You don't know anything about animal racing.
Well, no, I know nothing about animal racing unless it's got four legs and runs around in a circle with a jockey on its back.
You did write a book about that. But you don't know anything about non-jockey animal racing. Can we agree?
I'm okay at dog racing.
Okay, well, you don't know anything about racing that doesn't go in a circle, straight line racing.
Quarter horses.
You don't know anything about straight line racing unjockeyed.
Yeah, you're right about that.
See?
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Plus, you don't know anything about interspecies racing.
Or interspecies sex. I don't know about either one of those.
You've seen horse versus dog.
I've seen horse versus man.
Okay.
Does that count?
I saw shark versus man in a swimming match.
Well, yeah, that wasn't real.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a real shark.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Oh, well, that's your Zach Euler's gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zach Euler gym of the day.
John Lester just threw over to first.
Yeah.
In an unprecedented move.
I don't think he got him, but
I don't think he got him, but it was really close, and the Cubs are challenging it. I don't think they're going to win it. But John Lester, the guy who doesn't throw over to first, he made the move, and it was actually a really good pickoff.
That's why I caught him by surprise.
Yeah.
Steven says, I hear Fred knows about Badger racing. No, it's Badger.
Oh, he got him. I think he got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have. It's very close.
He would have to stick his fingers out and get his fingers broken.
Me running from a Badger is not a race.
It was a race, technically, and you won. So you should feel good about that, and I would claim that as a race.
No, I saved my life from a rabid Badger. That's all. That's not a race. It's life-threatening.
Okay.
All right, what do we got here?
My computer career, Fred.
I may need to look into that.
If you've ever thought about starting over, if maybe you're tired of talking about the same old stuff at work every single day, and you're like, man, I'd love a new job. Well, it's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. It's simple. You go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation, and you'll see if it's something that could work out for you. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT, and you'll start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.